This is Mike Brute at the Warren Group bringing your Connecticut home sales data report for March 2018. During the month, there were 2012 single-family homes sold across the state, a 9.7% decrease from March 2017. Condo sales also declined, falling 8.3% with 619 transactions, but both the median single-family and condo prices experienced gains of about 8%. Joining us now to speak more on these numbers is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for being here, Tim.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here.
So the Greater Hartford Association of Realtors reports that the single-family inventory shrank more than 21% in March. Since we saw the median single-family price increase to $248,000, what sort of marketplace do you expect to see in the coming months?
Well, I can tell you what home buyers won't see in the marketplace in the coming months. They won't see a lot of homes for sale. They won't see a lot of choice in what they have to purchase. You know, when the inventory falls off by 21% as it did in March this year, compared with March of last year, it means that the pickings will be slim during the spring selling season. That's sort of like running low on toys for sale in December. Now, there are fewer new listings in March this year, too. And all of this means that the laws of supply and demand are really starting to affect the real estate market. And in this spring selling season, it's especially critical. So the low supply is really pushing up prices. Now, the median price has risen by 7% or more in each of the past 2 months. Now, given the fact that the median price has not increased by more than 2% in any of the past 4 years, we see acceleration in pricing. And the higher prices are also affected by the fact that mortgage interest rates are rising. And this is really affecting the affordability of homes and making it tougher and tougher for home buyers to both find what they want and then be able to afford it.
Now, speaking of affordability, once again, condos kept pace with trends in the single family market, both in sales declining and prices increasing. Do you think this is a direct result of buyers reacting to this lack of single family homes on the market?
Well, that's an interesting question. Condos are clearly cheaper than a single family home, and that makes them more affordable. But not everyone can fit into a condo. Young growing families still want the extra room, both indoors and outdoors, that a single-family home provides. When people start to shop, they know what they want. They know whether they want a condo or whether they want a single-family home. It would be hard to change their minds. Now, two groups that seem best suited for a condo are the first-time home buyers, couples who don't have kids yet and want to build up some equity by owning their own living space. Now, the other group is baby boomers. They're sick of the big house, and they're ready to downsize. And that's a growing group. You know, more baby boomers come of age each year now. It's a big bubble. They appreciate spending less time and money on maintenance. So overall, I see that there's strong demand in both single family and condos, and the inventory of each is falling and the prices are on the rise.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for March 2018. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.